epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's up? We're back. It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, episode 77. Hello, Ryan the Beard.
Hello, hello.
And Ian is not with us again this week. He had quite a ridiculous week of hiking, of hunting, of metal bonding with his father. And he just played a show last night. I believe he took an entire day's rest. I wouldn't even doubt if he took 18 hours, 19 hours of sleep. And you know what? I don't blame him. He had a long-ass week, so... it was a long-ass week for a lot of us. It was a very sad and hard week for a lot of people in the world. And this week, we're not going to do a full, in-depth, talking, ridiculous Metal Shop Backstage Pass kind of episode. We're going to switch things up a little bit. But Ryan the Beard, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, dude. It's been a...
Things could be worse, right?
Yeah, it's been a long week, but a good week for me. Did a whole lot of work. But yeah, I'm clunking along.
Clunkety clunkety.
Yeah, man.
I went to a lot of shows this week. Let me see. Who did I see? I saw Carnotaurus over at Lucky Liquor in Tukwila. I went and I saw... Who else did I see? I saw Darkest Hour. I saw Hate Eternal. And I saw Nomads and Hell in a Cell, two bands that we'll be interviewing and playing music from on this very podcast. They're both from L.A., and I saw a great show with them the other night at Black Lodge. So I'm happy to be putting that as the main focus on this week's podcast.
I've heard Nomads. How's Hell in a Cell? I haven't listened to them.
They're pretty good, man. It's just like fast, kind of ferocious hardcore punk. So it's good shit, man.
Sweet deal.
Nomads. Dude. New Nomads is going to rip you a new one. It's definitely good. And
what I've heard so far, it's pretty ripping, man. That's some fast stuff.
Absolutely, man. So, like I said, we're not going to get into too much news this week. We're going to let the music and the interview speak for itself. But real quick, we did want to acknowledge the passing of one Filthy Animal Taylor, the original drummer of Motorhead. What a badass this guy was. And he was in Motorhead for two spans of time, and his last period ended in 1992. This guy was, like they said, a filthy animal, and we wanted to send this podcast and out to him and his memory, and our thoughts and anti prayers going out to his family and friends and loved ones. And of course, it would be in poor taste if we did not mention the terrible, awful terrorist attacks this past week. But in our own way, we want to kind of give tribute to that by Ryan the Beard is a huge fan of French metal, and on Metal Shop's actual episode, we did an entire half hour dedication to France by playing some great French metal that you should get into. Now, Ryan, could you quickly just gloss over a few of those bands that people should know about before we get into these interviews?
Yeah, man. You know, France is a really, really diverse and varied music scene. Lots of really, really epically cool metal bands. A lot of off the beaten path stuff. One of my favorite bands of all time, Gorgon, is from France. I talk about them all the time.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
You love them.
It's good music. You know, you gotta be passionate about things. So, Aaron Nande is another excellent French band. Pitbulls in the Nursery, very awesome band, and they definitely have my vote for one of the top five albums of the year. Slots should be going to that new record. It's awesome. Yarkoon, very, very awesome band. Hakrid, Kronos, newer band, a death metal band, very awesome stuff. Of course, Gojira.
Yeah, they're probably the most well-known metal band from France, I'd say.
Yeah, also, honorable mention to Year of No Light. The band is heavy as hell.
They're very, very cool. And Alcest as well.
Mm-hmm. Alcest, Eths, very epic doom metal band.
Cool.
Yeah, lots of really good bands out there. And, you know, I have a number of friends out from that area of the world, and I'm sure all of them are hurting right now, as are a lot of the people in their communities. So, you know, my thoughts are with them, and... Yeah, it's just kind of a kind of a bummer situation.
It's definitely a sobering time in the music community, as we can only imagine how horrific that would be to be at a concert, and literally enjoying the one thing that we get to do to get out of this world at times. And, you know, just can't get away from it. So anyways, not to go on and on and on about this, because this is one podcast, we like to keep it a little bit light in this. But this week, I didn't really feel it was too appropriate to do so. So I'm going to be playing a couple interviews that we did, one again with Nomads and one with Hell in a Cell. And let's keep this focused on good, awesome underground music for the kids, by the kids. Again, it is Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, episode 77. You'll be hearing from Nomads and Hell in a Cell. And we'll talk to you next week with Ian, the full crew and cast of random characters, back to our ass talking, f***ed up, hell the poppin' ways. Talk to you later. It's Metal Shop. It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop here in Seattle. We have a band coming through Southern California, and I decided to have them up in the studio. They are known as Nomads. What's going on, guys?
What up? What's up?
Hi.
Yo.
So, Nomads, you guys have been through the Northwest a few times, but you guys are going to be headlining at the Black Lodge, kind of a DIY venue down the street from the radio station. Why don't you first tell us what your name is and what you do for Nomads?
I'm Mike, and I sing.
I'm Tim, and I play bass.
I'm George, and I play drums.
Guzzi, and I play guitar.
Right on. So, some people may know Mike. He used to be in some bands from around this area, Spitting Teeth, Furious Styles. Since we saw you last in the Northwest, you have started quite a life for yourself down in L.A. playing in this fucking awesome band. Tell me a little bit about how Nomad started and the inception of that, and what's been going on with it.
A few years ago, we started. Me and Guzzi, we were roommates, and I was just, you know, writing punk songs around and writing some different, like not the same as the old bands I did. So I just wanted to do something new. So me and him started this thing, and we've had like a million members. We just, you know, we do stuff. We don't do much. We do a little bit here and there. Don't tour much, but when we do, we try to come up this way, because this is like second home for me. So yeah, here we are.
You were saying that your bands previously sounded a lot different than this current project. What are some influences, like sonically, some influences?
Beowulf, Anti-Semix, Motorhead, Carnivore, just like fast, like stuff I listened to when I was a kid.
Discharge.
And still listen to now. Discharge, obviously, yeah. You know, just Beowulf, Motorhead, mostly, yeah, just that.
I wanted to ask you guys, just going a little bit deeper, as what you see in the music scene today, in music, in aggressive music, worldwide or within your scene, what are some current trends in aggressive music you wish would go away, and what are some things you kind of miss, if there is anything?
I guess it's not new, but it's more of a fashion thing. I just don't like fashion trends in punk music.
I also hate that it's cool to like certain bands now. Like, I just feel like some people won't even get a band a chance just because they're not, like, the cool thing that's in. And for me growing up, like, just playing, you know, punk shows and stuff like that, it didn't really matter how cool your band was. If you sounded cool, then you would mosh and you would pit and you would buy the shirt and you would go to the shows, and none of that cool guy shit even mattered.
Yeah, like, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of people liking the right thing because the right kid blogged about it, or the fucking, you know, it was co-signed by the right fucking nerd. And people don't even, you know, people aren't listening to bands with their ears anymore. They're like using their eyes and looking at some fucking blog or like some nonsense, whatever. You know what I mean? I guess it's just the kind of thing where I think people should, like, you know, stop figuring out what band you want by like using your eyes and your fucking internet, and just open your ears and listen to it. And if it sounds good, then that's what it is. If you like the way it sounds, it makes you, you know, makes you nod your head, makes you tap your foot, like, then that's something you like. That should be.
Let the music speak for itself.
That's how you should determine if something is good.
Exactly.
You know?
That's one of the main reasons why I think we started this band. We play a lot of shows that we don't really fit in, and we still do it because it's just what we like to do. And, you know, sometimes no one gives a shit, and it doesn't really matter to us, and we still fucking do it.
Yeah, it's fun. Do it because it's fun. Playing fast and hanging out and doing whatever we feel like.
So tell me a little bit about this new record that's about to drop. How soon is it about to drop? What are some details on it, and what label is it going to be on? Or is it going to be released by yourselves?
It's at the pressing plant now, so we're hoping March or April.
Cool.
It really just, you know, it's everyone's doing records, you know. Record Store Day really made things take a little longer. Record Store Day's tight, but it's still, you know, it has slowed down. It slowed some stuff down
for sure.
So, you know, we're gonna play the waiting game, and so it should be out. Hopefully, the latest it would probably be out is April. a label from Los Angeles called Melitov is putting it out.
Awesome.
So it's one lady from down there named Mel, and she does it. She cares about bands. She really does a lot for.
I think they put out the Banner record, right?
Yeah, they put out the Banner. ACXDC. They're doing a Phobia discography.
Righteous.
They do. She does tons of stuff, and it's all just, you know, she's one person that just, she goes to shows, she hangs out, she supports music, she supports the scene as a whole, and she does her label, and it's real, it's cool, you know, it's genuine, and it's real, it's not, you know, she's not trying to, there's no ulterior motive to any of it, she puts out bands that she likes.
That's awesome.
And it's really nice to, like, to work with somebody like that, because you know that they really care about what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And you know, there's no that's it. It's awesome. You know, she does a lot of cool stuff. So that's who's putting it out. What else were you wondering?
No, that's about it. So right on. What can we kind of expect from it?
I feel like the songs are a little better. You know, I mean, obviously you try to get better over time. I guess, you know, you just slow it down a little bit more of that, like, Motorhead Beowulf influence on some of the songs. We did some weird covers on there too. You'll let you see those.
Cool.
When they happen.
Well, Nomads. I will tell you that at a Nomad show, it sounded fury. I did almost break my arm during a Sepultura cover doing a stage dive. Nobody caught me, and my fucking elbow blew up to the size of a fucking baseball times 10. And I was walking around with a huge swell bow the entire night. So
I remember that. I believe that was the first. I think that was the first show we ever played.
Yeah, it was like an 8-minute set.
Yeah, you jumped right by me.
I had only
you didn't catch me.
I don't remember out of where you went, but I just remember seeing you fly by.
I clipped my feet on someone. It was fucked up.
I watched a video of it later and laughed a lot because I couldn't really remember.
Supposed to happen.
I didn't sleep well the night before, so I don't really remember much. I snorted some. Before we played.
Well, what the fuck happened?
Really seeing straight.
What the fuck happened to Sound and Fury, by the way? So, Sound and Fury is not a thing anymore. There's now a Southern California hardcore festival called For the Kids. Is that true? Or.
Well, for the Children.
For the Children.
That's something that a friend of ours, Nate from a band called Zabalba, he does that every year. It's a toy drive. It started small, started with just a few bands, like I think 4 or 5. We've played all of them, actually, since it started. And, now it's grown into a 2-day festival.
Yeah, it looks pretty huge. Everybody, last Rotting Out show ever.
Yeah, last Alpha and Omega show as well. Everybody, you know, everybody just donates their time. Everybody participates. Everybody brings toys. It's just giving back. You know, it's a very good thing that Nate does, and he does it every year. This year is going to be just, you know, each year it gets bigger.
Making a lot of kids Christmas, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's just like the most. It's kind of like it's turning into like the thing everybody looks forward to every year. You know, it's just a big fun weekend for friends to hang out and do something good for, you know, the community and whatnot. So, yeah, that's what that is. Sound of Fury, though.
I heard they have it in the works again.
Sound of Fury. It's coming back.
Cool.
You know, I mean, that's all. I mean, I know a detail or two, but it's coming back.
Sweet. Well. Keep your ear to the street for that one. And before we get out of here, I wanted to ask one question we like to ask a lot of bands. If you could pick a scar on your body and tell us a story of how you got it, let's go across the room.
Guzzi, you go first.
I got a scar on my head from the 1994 Northridge earthquake.
Damn.
I was in the middle of the night. I snuck into my mom and dad's bed, and they didn't know. And they booked it because there was a big-ass earthquake going on, and glass mirror broke and fell on my head.
Damn.
And they didn't know I was bleeding until the morning because the power was out and stuff.
Jeez. Brutal.
Yeah.
Guess what I got on my nose is, I guess the scar I have on my nose.
Yeah.
I got it during my first fight ever. Like, yeah. It's just like, it ended up breaking my nose.
Okay.
But it's still there.
What was the kid's name?
I don't remember. It was some pervert dude who was like pulling out his junk in front of like girls
oh,
and, like,
shit.
In PE, and I just told him I was gonna whoop
That's
his
not
ass
cool.
next time I seen him, and I did that.
Nice. Well, at least you laid it down, man.
Yeah.
Tim?
I got a scar on my right eyelid. I got kicked with a boot. I'll just leave it at that.
Mike?
I have a scar in the back of my head. You can't really see it anymore, but it's because I got a bunch of tattooed on my head, but it's shaped like a T. My friends were stealing beer when we were kids. And they came out the store, and they were like, run. So we ran and jumped in this convertible, and the car peeled out. I had an arm and a leg hanging out, and the dude from the grocery store caught up to the car somehow. And we were turning the corner, grabbed my arm, and pulled me. I got thrown out of the car and landed on my head. and busted my whole head open. And then, since I didn't steal nothing, I got arrested for curfew after, because they held me till after 10 o'clock at night.
Damn.
So that sucked.
That's gnarly. All right, well, that's the collective story of Nomads, and they're going to be on tour. Check out their record coming out early 2016. Right now, we're going to play a couple songs from the new record. This is The Killer and Gang Mentality. Anything you want to say to go into the songs, guys?
Enjoy. That's about it.
All right. It's Nomads on 99.9 KISW Metal Shop.
Nobody likes you. Everybody hates you. You're going to lose.
Let's go!
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.